Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to listen to a prophetic word by Brother John Kilpatrick. This is a prophetic word that he shared that really gives us hope and allows us to see that, listen, you may be seeing things that are happening all across the world and even things that are happening in this own country, and maybe you've been discouraged. We want to encourage you today. We want to add courage to you by sharing this prophetic word that was shared by Brother John Kilpatrick. Because let me tell you, the church's finest hour is still ahead of her. This is the time to be a part of the church and be a part of what God is doing across the kingdom of God. But you got to get in. You got to be in. Listen up and be encouraged.
I speak prophetically today on April the 7th, 2013, that you have already emerged from your spiritual drought. You have gained weight in your valley. And that's part of my message next week. Now you are arranging. God is arranging you to take territory. I said, God is arranging you to take territory. Matter of fact, if you want to just receive this, you can. Those of you at home, you can just receive it. I'm going to be hurling these prophetic words out. You will feel a mighty wind at your back, and you will not bend and bow to what you once yielded to. A new season has now come to pass in your life. The old is part of yesterday, not your tomorrow. I declare over you that addiction is broken. It is now a thing of the past, including medication and painkillers. Drugs and alcohol. The Lord said, that season is past. Number two, the limbs of your life has felt brittle and lifeless. Now, as of this minute while I'm prophesying, sap is rising in you. You feel a rising up. Matter of fact, faith is rising. The sun is rising. The fog is thinning. Just yesterday, you couldn't see. But all of a sudden, you now have your bearings, and you're beginning to see daylight again. Everything in the fog looked ominous and threatening. But you are beginning forward movement again. You are moving toward the sun. And now the Son of God is beginning to dissipate that thick fog. And things will not be scary anymore after today. Number three, someone has just gone through one of the worst places you've ever gone through. And it's loosing its grip that it's had on you for 5 years. As a matter of fact, it will be completely gone by July of this year. Number four, I'm hearing the word beget. It means to bring into existence. A husband and wife will beget a child. This birth has long been anticipated. Your womb appeared to be withered and dried up as that pear tree has been in the winter. But God has touched your reproductive system, and it will produce what God desires. You will carry this precious cargo to full birth. Hallelujah. I speak that in the name of Jesus. Number five, you have just sarikori saramaha narabayando, brisiki piato ramando, huraba sarabababaya. Matter of fact, there's one lady that's going to have a son, and there's another lady that's going to have twins. You have just come from a shedding season. You involuntarily shed some things. You've shed more than just one relationship. Matter of fact, there were several relationships that grieved you deeply that you lost. It devastated you. It literally set you back on your heels. You cried till you couldn't cry no more. You were blindsided, and it was all unprovoked. Just as Demas forsook Paul, you have also experienced a forsaking. That forsaking was leaves turning loose of one season of your life. It was your tree shedding leaves. You had to shed them to put on new leaves. It was leaves turning loose from one season of your life and a period of time when you looked done and hopeless and you look friendless. But there has been a season change already where those leaves could not stay attached. New ones are now forming as the sap is rising in your life. What was once rigid is now bending and supple and pliable. What was brown is now turning green. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit says, look around. I've given new things all around you. And I didn't even move you. But I went into your environment and I moved you anywhere. As a matter of fact, this season is already budding forth new relationships. Your limbs are filled with little knots and buds of possibilities. Number 6. I see someone with so many blossoms that the Lord is having to thin them out. As a matter of fact, you're about to receive such great blessings and so many of them that the Lord said there won't be room enough in present circumstances for you to receive everything I'm about to give you. Can you say amen? I'm going to read that one again. I see someone with so many blossoms that they must be thinned out. You're about to receive blessings that's so great and so many that you don't have enough floor space to hoard them all. Matter of fact, there's going to be such fruit your limbs would break. And God, how many of you believe this? I hope I don't have a doubter in the house. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I feel it. You feel it? I think you felt it. Sit down, let me read it one more time. Come on. If y'all need to come, come on. We'll wait. Come on. I see somebody trying to come. Don't worry about it. Come on. If you need to, come on. I see someone with so many blossoms. Your blossoms must be thinned out because you don't have enough room, floor space, to accommodate everything that's in motion for you. Matter of fact, you're about to receive blessings so great there won't be enough room to contain them. Your limbs are going to break. God's loading you down with great, long-awaited blessings. Now listen to this. The Lord said, this is your year. This is not your month. This is not your quarter. This is your year. Your year. Matter of fact, listen. I'm still on this prophecy, but let me say this. When they get ready to reproduce this, I don't know how they're going to do it, but I got to put this in here. The Holy Spirit said, most of the time, when a season comes like spring, you know what to expect: azaleas, dogwoods. When fall comes, you know what to expect. Go to the mountains and look at the beautiful colors. When winter comes, you know what to expect. Snow and sleet and ice, cold temperatures, fireplaces. When summer comes, the beaches, beach balls, sun, suntan lotion. But the Holy Spirit said this, and I wanted to remember this. I'm so glad he brought it back to my remembrance. The Holy Spirit said, all but this year, this is going to be a year unlike any other year that my people has ever experienced. He said it's going to be full. It's going to be full. He said it's going to come at you at all directions for months. For months. It's absolutely your time. It's your season. Number seven, a misunderstanding that brought great sorrow to your family is going to be resolved within a matter of days. It separated your family. It ruined the holidays for the last several holidays. It's affected marriages and even affected the health of some of your elderly relatives. Great destruction, great heartbreak has come to your family, your extended family. Satan, the Lord said, brought great confusion to this family that was once very happy. But Holy Spirit is going to bring supernatural revelation of exactly all that caused this great division. And he's going to remove the blinders from the eyes of the family so they can see the truth. Amen. The Lord said, no one will be excommunicated in the family because of this. But great reconciliation will come. Tears will flow. Lost time will be made up for. A trip is going to be planned immediately where everybody can get together and have a good time. This will only be a distant memory by Mother's Day, the Lord said. I'll say it again. The Lord said this will be a distant memory by Mother's Day. Number eight, an opportunity you thought was lost forever will miraculously reappear. This time, you'll be glad to see him. And you will seize him and never let him go. It'll truly be a situation where opportunity knocked twice for you, young lady. Number nine, someone is going to be reunited with their biological family after being separated all your life. It was a sinister plot of Satan to isolate you, but the blood of the family called out to you. And the blood of the family will prevail and you'll be reunited with your biological family. There will be challenges. There'll be setbacks, but the Lord said this is going to bring great peace when it finally comes to pass. It'll be like Moses realizing finally who his Hebrew mother was. And you will be a staunch defender of your people. Many mysteries will be unraveled regarding this, but it's right at the door, says the Lord. Amen. Let's stand up and let's praise the Lord.
What a powerful prophetic word. My goodness, this word was given by Brother John Kilpatrick April of this year, 2013. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, listen, it's a new day and a new season.
Amen.
Yeah.
And there's many, many, many believers that have been faithful to the Lord. I mean, God is faithful to us even when we're not faithful to him. Mm. And we thank God that the Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Mm. And it's a great new season. I mean, listen, receive this word. Receive it for yourself. Receive it for your family. The back of that thing has been broken, and God wants to bring you into a season of abundance and blessing and a place where you can grow in him. I mean, some of these things that were said were just absolutely amazing. They were said prophetically, and they're going to last the entire year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Whole year.
Mm-hmm. The entire year. The family restoration. Addiction that'd be broken. There'll be no more thing of the past.
Yeah.
There'll be so much fruit in your life that it would literally break the limbs. Mm. Mm. So blessed that you would have no room to contain it. And a lot of people have been in a place of despair. They've been in a place of discouragement, mm-hmm. which means that the courage has left you. And you've been shaky and you've been wondering. And it's so wonderful to hear a prophetic word. A word that was inspired by God and that God wanted to share with his people. And it's nothing like a word like that to continue to put fuel in your tank and help you to keep going.
Amen.
And to see the things that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's seasons in life. There's all sorts of seasons. And just like there's seasons in the natural. Mm-hmm. You have the spring, you have the summer, you have the fall, you have the winter. And there are things that you can do in one season that you can't do in another season. And listen, some of you have been going through seasons of hardship. Some of you have been going through seasons of trials. Some of you have been going through some really difficult, tough times. But you know, I've said this before, that you know, this too shall pass. And it has to pass.
Yeah.
And welcome the new season in your life. One of the ways that you can miss the new thing that God is trying to do is being stuck on the old. Let that thing go.
Amen.
Let that situation pass and walk into the newness of what God has for you. But you listen, a prophetic word has to be received. So you want to open your heart wide, and you want to, you know, take it in faith and declare it over your life and watch what God's going to do. Man, powerful, powerful.
There you go.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.